Hello, this is Spencer DeVries, lead pastor of the Well Fort Payne. Thank you so much for tuning into our podcast today. It's our hope and our prayer that every time you listen to one of our services, that your life is changed by the power of the Word of God. So I encourage you today, listen with open ears and an open heart. Let the Word of Christ dwell in you richly and receive it with gladness.
Spencer and Pastor Madison, they're over at the Well in Scottsboro speaking today. It's not something that he does very often, and I know that they wish they were here. They hate it when they have to miss and they go somewhere else, but he did let us know Wednesday night that said it's not something that he does very often, but he did pray about it, and he felt like the Lord really wanted him to go speak over there this time, so that's why he went. I think he would want me to share that with you guys and let him know how much that he loves y'all. And that we're lifting them up. We've been praying for them all morning today. Well, if y'all are surprised I'm here, I'm surprised too. So we're all surprised here. If you've never heard me speak on Wednesday nights, I'd like to prepare you for two things. One, I'm pretty short-winded. That's a given, everybody who's heard me speak. Oh, the other thing was, we do have Wednesday night service at 6:30 every week here too, just to get that way everybody's familiar with that too. We'd love to have you guys, but the other thing is, I'm also very simple. I'm not going to be using any big words that people are not going to understand, because I probably wouldn't understand them either, and then we'd both be confused up here. And then the other thing, I'm not going to be talking probably in some deep revelation that's just going to blow your socks away, and they're like, man, I've never thought of it that way. But and when I first started, it bothered me a little bit. When I first started teaching, it made, you know, I felt I wasn't good enough, felt I wasn't smart enough, I didn't know enough to get up here and be teaching to everybody. But I began to realize no one knows everything. I mean, God's the only one who knows everything. People don't. And the other thing I began to ask myself was, how much would be enough? You know, if I'm letting that stop me from getting up and teaching and preaching the Word, how much would be enough? How much would I have to actually learn? Would I need to learn the whole Bible? Or so, see, we're all at different walks in our walk with Christ, and I'm right where I'm supposed to be, and He's got me. And if you're walking with Christ, He's got you too. There's no need for us to, feel ashamed or like we're not as far along as someone else. We just need to embrace right where we are and allow the Lord to use us right where we are, and just focus and on continue to grow. And I do have a word for two people this morning when I was praying that. It's for someone who's looking at taking their first step in their walk with Christ and someone who's looking at taking the next step. So the word is read your Bible. And you're saying that. I warned y'all it wasn't going to be too deep of stuff today. You're going to say, hey, what did the pastor say today? He said read your Bible. But, oh, man, that's it's a good word. Not very original, but it's a good word. The other thing is, this is something that the Lord laid on my heart, so I didn't make any slides for it. I do believe that whoever it's for, as soon as they hear it, they're going to know exactly what, they're going to receive what they needed. And when I'm saying read your Bible, I'm not just wanting to tell you, hey, go read your Bible. I'm wanting to advise you and encourage you where to read it. So if you're taking your first step in the walk with the Lord, I'm wanting to encourage you to read with the four Gospels in the New Testament, Mark, Matthew, John, and Luke. And this is to get to know and build a relationship with your Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Next, we're going to go to the Old Testament. If you're looking at taking the next step, we're going to go to the Old Testament. And this is to learn the history of our faith. And it's to get to know and build a relationship with God the Father. And then we're going to go to the book of Acts. And this is to build a relationship and get to know the Holy Spirit. For the word says, for his sheep shall know his voice. And the other thing that I'm supposed to encourage you with today is that, yes, you are that important. It's on your heart. Hey, why would you hold up a whole service just to give two people a simple word like that? I just want to let you know that, yes, you are that important. We serve a God who loves you, who has numbered the hairs on your head, who leaves the 99 to find the one, and he rejoices when he finds that one. Amen? All right, my message today is called Talking to God. Everybody likes that. Do y'all see my slide up there? I like that. When I finally come across a template that I liked, I was like, man, I think that's exactly what I'm looking for. Crystal said I ought to put a telephone on it, and I thought that would be a little bit too corny, but. So this week, when the pastor, he called me on Tuesday and asked me if I would be interested in preaching this Sunday. And of course, the first thing he asked me was if I was sitting down, and I was like, yes, do I need to be laying down? He's like, maybe. And so he asked me that, and the first thing that came in my head was like, no, there's no way. I was like, I'm not ready. I'm not ready to preach on a Sunday. I don't have anything to say. I don't even have a message put together. But he encouraged me like he always does. He also let me know that there was no pressure at all, if I didn't feel like I was ready, that he completely understood. But the one thing he did, he asked me to pray about it. And as soon as I got off the phone, I went to the Lord in prayer, and I was just straight up with God. I just went to him, and I was like, God, I'm scared. I don't think I can do this. This is just too much. I'm not ready for this. And I just laid there, and the Lord began to put on my heart what he wanted me to speak about today. And he just kept putting the word prayer on my heart, and he wanted me to speak on prayer. And as soon as he did, I was like, why would you want me to speak on prayer? I'm the absolute worst at leading prayer. I mean, I'm horrible at it. I trip all over my words. I never seem like I can get out of my mouth what's on my heart. It seems like I don't pray long enough. I began to ask him all these things, like, I'm not a good prayer. There's people that's good at praying. I'm not one of them. And he began to, share with me how many of his children actually feel that way. How many of his children, are embarrassed to pray out loud just because they feel like they're not good enough, or they feel like they're not good at praying, or they don't know what to pray or how to pray, these things. And then he began to show to me how many of us are distracted and numb to the power of prayer. And when I say that, you may be thinking, what do you mean numb to the power of prayer? So this is something else that was on my heart when he showed these things to me. If I was to ask you guys, who believes in the power of prayer? Everybody's going to be like, amen. The power of prayer, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, I know exactly. Amen. And then if I said, who would like to see a mighty move of God? We'd be like, yeah, that's right. I mean, healings, deliverance, amen. Bring it, brother. You preaching it. Everybody would be this. And then I said, I got great news for you guys. Next Saturday morning, we're having a prayer meeting right here at the church. It would be crickets. Everybody would be like, Saturday morning, I don't know about Saturday morning, Pastor. That's my day. I mean, Saturday morning. So that, these are hard truths, but they're the truth. When we say this, people say there's power in prayer and they want to see a mighty move of God. But when you call a prayer meeting, everybody's like, I sort of got better things to do. So that's what I'm talking about when I talk about being numb to the power of prayer. So this morning, I want to look at two ways of talking to God. The first one is prayer. Prayer is a devout petition to God, a spiritual communion with God, as in supplication, thanksgiving, adoration, and confession. So this morning we're going to talk about prayer. If we're going to talk about prayer, we got to go to the Lord's Prayer. I mean, if I'm going to get up here and tell y'all how to pray, I got to go how Jesus told us to pray. So that's what we're going to look at this morning. And I want to look at Luke chapter 11, verse 1. This is the Lord's Prayer. This is also in Matthew chapter 6, just for reference. But I wanted to use the one in Luke because in Luke, the disciples asked Jesus, hey, will you teach us how to pray as John's disciples did? So starting in verse 1, it says, now it came to pass, as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, that one of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples. So he said to them, when you pray, say, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us day by day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone who is indebted to us. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil. That's a good prayer. It's good to learn that. It's good to know it. I know the pastor says a lot of times, in Matthew 6, it says Jesus tells us to pray in this manner, So it's good to break it down. We've listened to the pastor break it down a few times. So I'm going to go through it very quickly because that's how I preach, very quickly. No, I don't drag stuff out. But the prayer starts out, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. This, when you start out praying, we're going to glorify God. We're going to glorify God and how holy he is when we pray. That's the main thing with it. The next, it says, Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So when we're praying, we want to be praying for God's will in our life. This is something, a lot of times it's easier said than done. Sometimes it's harder to walk this out, especially when we get in our childish, me, 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 I want what I want, and I want it now mentality. And it also says on earth as in heaven. And we see Jesus walk this out in the Bible. He walks this out in his life. The scriptures that I want to share for this is Mark chapter 8, verses 31 through 33. And this is also in Matthew chapter 16, just for reference. But in this it says, "And he began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed and after three days rise again. He spoke this word openly. Then Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. But he had turned around and looked at his disciples, and he rebuked Peter, saying, 'Get behind me, Satan, for you are not mindful of the things of God, but of the things of men.'" See, Peter here, Peter thought he knew what was best. He thought he knew what needed to happen. And we look at this and we hear it and we think, Peter, I mean, how are you going to go tell Jesus what needs to happen? I mean, we look back at this like, how are you going to tell Jesus what really needs to happen? But then we turn right around and then we pray to God and we say, "Lord, I need that car. Lord, I need that promotion. Lord, I need this. Lord, I need that. I need you to do this. I need you to do that." Until the next thing you know, we're not being mindful of the things of God, but we're being mindful of the things of men. We're being mindful of earthly things. And the next thing you know, we're telling the Almighty God what we think needs to happen in our lives instead of just turning it over and just trusting him. That was the pastor's word on Wednesday night, really good word, about just turning everything over and trust God. God's got you. He's got all of us. He has not failed, not once, not you, not anybody, not ever, and he's not going to start now. Amen. There we go. You can say amen. This is not a library. There you go. Yeah. I need all the help I can get this morning, so y'all just bring it on. The other scripture that I want to read is Matthew 26, 39. And with this, it says, he went a little bit further. It's talking about Jesus. He went a little farther, and he fell on his face, and he prayed, saying, "Oh, Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will." So we have Jesus here. We just read it earlier. He knew what was going to happen. He knew all the things that were to take place. But still unto his death, he was still praying, "God, let your will be done in my life." And then next in the Lord's Prayer we have, "Give us day by day our daily bread." With this, God is Jehovah Jireh. He is the Lord that provides. And we're just asking him. When we come to pray, we're asking him to provide for us because we need him to. Next it says, "And forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone who is indebted to us." When we pray to the Father, we should repent. Repentance is so important in getting close to God. I spoke on this a few weeks ago in pre-service prayer about repentance. We actually prayed for repentance in this house. And the story that I gave that morning, it was the story of the Pharisees and the tax collector, where they go to pray in Luke 18. And the first one is the Pharisee that goes to pray. The Pharisees, it says, he stood there and he prayed thus with himself, "God, I thank you that I'm not like other men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this tax collector here. I fast twice a week and I give tithes of all that I possess." This guy's so holy. I mean, holy moly. He is ready. And then the other one's the tax collector. It says the tax collector, standing from afar, wouldn't even get close, would not so much as raise his eyes to heaven, but he beat his chest saying, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner." So after that, then Jesus tells us, it says, Jesus said, "I tell you, this man went to his house justified rather than the other one. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted." It says for everyone. It doesn't say for maybe him, maybe you, maybe them. It doesn't say if and or but or if you do this. It says for everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. So if you're wanting to be exalted before the Lord, humble yourself before the Lord. The next part of that is, "For we also forgive everyone who has indebted us." Now, this is the hard one here. This is where it gets tricky. Forgive them. It says, I got this one in black and white, and I think it's in y'all's Bible. If y'all got the New King James, it's exactly what mine says. It's Matthew chapter 6, verse 14 and 15. Now, this one is right after the Lord's Prayer. Jesus gives us this, and then he says these words. It says, y'all, we got it up here for you? Okay, make sure that everybody gets this, just in case that you got any questions about forgiveness. This is what Jesus says. "For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses." That's pretty simple. It's black and white. I don't need to break that down, I don't think, for anybody. We all get it. Forgive them. And you may be saying, well, you don't know what that, forgive them. Yeah, but you don't know how it hurt me. Forgive them. Just receive that this morning. Forgive them. But they didn't know. Forgive them. Just let it go. Once you start letting it go, the Lord's going to touch you and start to work things out and bring healness on your life, and you're going to start to receive forgiveness. So And then the next it says, and do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Here, we're simply asking for God's protection. And so I have a breakdown of this really quickly. Summarize the Lord's Prayer. This is how we want to pray to God. We're going to glorify God when we pray. We're going to pray for God's will in our life. We're going to ask the Lord to provide for us. We're going to repent, and we're going to pray for protection. Those five things, those are the five keys that the Lord put on my heart when praying to God. The next type of talking to God that I want to cover this morning is fellowship with God. This is fellowship isn't simply just going to the Lord once a day and praying. Fellowship is walking and talking with God all day long. And it's so good. I got a quote that this is also so good. It's from Smith Wigglesworth. It's a quote that I like. I got up here. Smith Wigglesworth, he's a mighty man of God, done miraculous healing through God. He said this, I don't often spend more than half an hour in prayer at one time, but I never go more than half an hour without praying. So that's good stuff. It's like, hey, I'm not all holy moly where I just go in a room and I just close myself up and all I do is listen to praise and worship and pray. It's like I'm walking and talking with God all day long. So that's what, and the scripture that I got for this, if you have your Bibles, if you would turn with me to 1 John chapter 1, verses 3 through 7. And it was just on my heart to, if you do have your Bible, please turn to that. I'd just like for everybody to be reading it with me as I read this. And I'll give y'all a few minutes. Time's up. No. Y'all with me on this? Am I taking too long? Everybody asleep? Oh, y'all don't worry. Y'all going to beat everybody to the restaurants today. Y'all ain't got nothing to worry about with me up here. All right. 1 John chapter 1, verses 3 through 7. It says, that which we have seen and heard, we declare to you. That's what I'm doing this morning. The things that I've seen and heard, and I'm testifying to you that they work. I believe in talking to God. I talk to God, and I believe in the power of prayer. I'm testifying to you this morning that you also may have fellowship with us. And truly, our fellowship is with who? The Father and with the Son, Jesus Christ. And these things that we write to you, that your joy may be full. Anybody looking for joy in their life? Anybody need, some hope? Anybody need some sunshine on a rainy day? This is the joy that we're talking about here. This is the message that we have heard from him, and we declare it to you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. Ooh, that's good stuff. And if we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie, and we do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. With this, he's not talking about putting a bumper sticker on your car that says riding with Jesus or Jesus on board. What he's talking about is walking and talking and fellowshipping with God all day long. And the scripture says, when we walk in the spirit, we shall not fulfill the sins of the flesh. So, amen. God wants fellowship with his children. He wants to be talking to you, and we feel this inside us through our children. Something that was on my heart was anybody that has children, if you have a teenager and they're glued to their device all day long, and they come to you and they lay their device down and say, I just want to spend time with you and talk to you. We feel that. We feel that love inside of us. I'm almost 40 years old, and if I go to my parents and say, hey, I don't want nothing more than just to spend time with you and talk to you. We feel that joy, and the Lord put that in us. And the scripture also says, I didn't put this on here, but it says even if, it's talking about giving gifts, but even us with an evil heart, if we know how to give good gifts, how much more than the Father? It's the same way with this. If we feel that love, how much love does the Father feel for that? So with that, I just wanted to, like I said, I always give a very simple message, very straightforward, and my message this morning is just encourage you just to talk to the Father more, to lean on him, to pray with him, and to fellowship with him more. And every time I preach, my goal is to shepherd you guys, like I said, with a simple message that you can walk out of here with and apply it to your life. And I pray that I've done that this morning with this, and I pray that it brings you closer to God. So if you guys would, stand with me, and I'll close this out in prayer. I told y'all it wouldn't be that painful, didn't I? Father, we just, I thank you for your word, Lord. I thank you that it is sharper than any two-edged sword. I thank you that it is a lamp unto our feet. And I thank you for your love, for your comfort, for walking with us. that we're not alone, Lord, that we have a Father in heaven who cares for us, who provides for us and fights for us. And Lord, I just want to close this morning with how you taught us to pray. I just pray, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us day by day our daily bread and forgive us of our sins, for we also forgive everyone who is indebted to us. And Lord, do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. I pray all these things in Jesus' mighty name. And everybody said, amen. If you would receive this blessing as we go this morning, may the Lord bless you. May he keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you. May he be gracious unto you. May he lift up his countenance upon you. And may he give you peace. And may you walk in the fellowship of God everywhere that you go. Amen. Well, I love you guys. Y'all have a great week. Thank you guys for coming.